Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Service, and I'm conducting an opinion poll and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race, I'm an African-American.
Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you
definitely vote?
Sorry?
I said I would definitely vote.
Thank you so much. And may I have your age for statistical purposes only?
69.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you. And some people care a lot about politics while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
To my personal identity?
Yes.
That's not a fair question. Because I don't think politics rules my personal identity. It does control how I live.
Okay. And maybe in your personal perspective?
I don't understand that question either.
Okay. No worries. We can pass it over. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I think of myself as voting for the best person, regardless as to what class they're in.
Okay, so you wouldn't lean either to Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
I'm registered as a Democrat.
Okay. Would you say in that case that you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I think I am, depending on who's running. If the proper person isn't running, then I don't think I should vote for that person.
Okay. Okay.
I think I should vote for the best candidate.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Right now, I'm satisfied.
Thank you so much. And when you hear about inflation and rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? We have big business and corporate price gouging and greed, Republicans in Congress, the Biden administration and their policies, the COVID pandemic, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates?
I think it all started before Biden took the seat.
Okay.
I think it started with the Trump administration.
Okay, so it started with the Trump administration. Okay.
Yes.
Allow me one moment. Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one says, making sure corporations pay their fair share in taxes.
10.
Thank you. Improving K-12 education.
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Thank you. Ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected.
10.
Thank you. Making college more affordable?
I would say an 8.
Thank you. And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
I would give that an 8.
Thank you so much. Now, switching gears a little, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No, I don't disapprove of it. I think he's doing a lot to turn the country from the direction that it was going to before he got in the seat.
Okay. In that case, is that like somewhat approved?
I said yes, I do approve of what he's doing, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. So the first one we have is Hakeem Jeffries.
75.
Thank you. And Planned Parenthood?
Who?
A Planned Parenthood?
Planned Parenthood?
Yes.
I give it 50.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
Definitely a 100.
Thank you. NAACP?
NAACP?
Yes.
80.
80. Okay. The Republican Party?
50.
Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Don't know him that well, so I can't give him a score.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. Barack Obama?
He's not running for anything. What difference does it make?
To be honest, I wouldn't be able to give you an answer that's just right here on the survey, ma'am. Would you like to?
Mm-hmm. I like him, but again, like I said, he's not running for anything, so I don't think it makes a difference.
No problem. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden?
Go be a dog.
I'm sorry?
Ask me again. I couldn't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, but the dog keeps barking, so
I can't hear you question fully. Okay, I'm going to repeat the question right now. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe.
Thank you so much. Let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today?
It's on the rise, that's for certain, and I'm very worried about it.
Would you say very worried?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements. Please tell me which you agree with more. So we have the first statement says, some people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all of these attacks. And the second statement says, other people say the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taking away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of the African American community. Which of the two statements do you agree with more?
I agree with the second one more, but it's not just African Americans. It's everybody that's in the minority.
Okay, thank you so much. In that case, with the second one, would you say like somewhat agree? Or much
no.
more agree?
No, I mean, I really do think it's global. It's not just focusing on African Americans. I think it's the way that everybody who's not in the majority is looked upon. Everybody, not just African Americans.
Okay, thank you so much. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Would you say yes, a lot, yes, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Yes, a lot.
Thank you so much. And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
I would say more.
Okay. Would you say like someone, give me one second. Would you say like someone more favorable or much more favorable?
Someone more favorable.
Thank you so much. And we're over 65% already of this poll. I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. So the first one says, establish Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. Would you say that is very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. Would you say
very.
That's very important? Okay. Cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history. Would you say it's very important, somewhat important? It says, cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history.
I said somewhat.
Oh, I'm sorry. And somewhat important, right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, made the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both business and everyday Americans, expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, and making America more competitive.
Very, very important on the highways,
thank you,
yes.
Thank you. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve the way he's handling it.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. So the first reason says, Democrats in the Senate are focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on price gouging by big corporations. More jobs and lower costs means voting for Democrats focused on fighting inflation so working people can get ahead. Is that from 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, you might, so that'll be from 0 to 10, like 5, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you might not know this, but Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was elected as Democratic leader by his peers in the United States Congress earlier this year.
I'm very aware of that.
Okay. Now, the first ever African-American leader for either party in Congress. If Democrats win in 2024, he will become Speaker of the House, making history and become the second most powerful person in our government. He will not only be able to move an agenda focused on growing economic opportunity for everyone, but he'd be our check on MAGA Republicans and their radical agenda to roll back our freedoms and rights. From 0 to 10, how convincing would that be?
A 10.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
I'm sorry, repeat that again, because part of it you broke up on.
Oh, sorry. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
Extremely motivated to vote, 10.
Thank you so much. And what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard? This is an open-ended question, ma'am.
What stands out to me the most?
Yes, from the arguments you just heard.
Being able to control the mega senators and congressmen that we have already there that are going over the top to try to make laws that prohibit some people from having access to resources that would be available for them.
Okay. Okay, thank
just
you so
because
much.
Of the color of their skin or the their decisions to be someone that a lot of people don't agree with them being.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. In that case, we're almost done. We're over 85% already. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were...
Just 85%? How much more?
It's almost done. I just have a chart right here, and then we have just...
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Okay.
Okay, we're almost done right here, okay? Now, I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. So we had text messages where you contacted through text messages.
Was I contacted by anyone by text messages?
Yes.
All the time. Email, text messages. Is here all the time.
You have no new
okay. TV ads?
Yeah, they're on. I see them, yes.
Social media / internet ads?
I don't participate in social media other than maybe watching someone else's Facebook page. But other than that, I don't.
Okay, and how about phone calls?
Yes, we get a lot of those.
Okay, door knocks?
No.
Okay, someone convincing neighborhood?
Someone convincing in the neighborhood. Is that what the question? No.
No. Mailers?
Yes. We get those.
Radio advertisements?
I don't really listen to the radio that much.
Okay. And those are the last few questions just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I received my undergraduate degree.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you married or married living with a partner, single, separated, or divorced?
I'm married.
Married? Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
That's pretty hard. Because I think I'm kind of like in the middle. Well, not really in the middle, because some things I'm very conservative about, but then there's other things that I'm more liberal about. So I don't know. I can't.
Okay.
I can't say which one I am.
Not a problem.
Depends on the issue.
I see. No problem. Now, in thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Oh, I would say more of my neighbors are white.
Okay, thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it an urban, suburban, or rural area?
Urban.
Okay, thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay, and were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay, thank you. This is concluding our service. Thank you so much for your participation and patience. Have a nice day, ma'am. Bye-bye.